Hey Ed, how you doing?
Oh, is that a cold you're getting?
No, I just talked to somebody and I laughed a lot and it triggered my asthma a little bit. So I just have some tea here, but it's
Oh.
definitely the best way to get a cough.
It is.
Asthmatic laughing attack. How are you doing?
Doing okay. Ron is looking serious. Unshackle me from the burdens of co-chair.
Oh, I was just going to send you a private message about that.
What, you want me to nominate you?
No, I was going to nominate you to continue another term.
Look what it's done to me.
It looks good on you, though.
Ah. I don't know. I should get my husband to braid it.
Yeah, you could do a lot of different things now.
Yeah.
Could get a lot of gel or hairspangle like this. You could create a new bun.
I think he can be Santa Claus
Why don't you
and I
start a
can
new
be an
trend?
elf.
You should t start a new trend, like the bun, but it's under the chin.
Yeah. Allie, have you heard of anyone that wants to be co-chair?
Can't say I have.
Oh, I see Kevin's picture that just popped up and it has a smiling face on it. It looks like he'd be agreeable for anything.
Time you try to just say.
Allie, do you know if Elaine RSVP'd?
No, I'm not
Or
sure.
Natalie? Hi,
Valerie, do you
Natalie.
happen to know?
Sorry.
Do you know
Do
if
you know
Elaine
Elaine?
RSVP'd?
No, sorry, everyone. I'm still having some trouble with the PC RSVP, so I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. We'll hope that she shows today, Ron. I'm not sure what our attendance is going to look like.
Allie, is there a way, or Valerie, that we could get sent out a list of all of our members with their contact information? I used to have it at one time because I was going to call Elaine yesterday, and I realized my little folder with that information on it is somewhere, but I have not a clue where.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have a roster. I think Melina or Valerie, do you know where it is? I think Melina is has held that in the recent past. So if you want to just shoot her an email, I think I'm sure she has it.
Well, yeah.
I also have
I'm
it.
choking on something. Hold on.
Careful. Oh, and it sounds like Valerie's got it. So thanks, Valerie.
Because Ken Pierce called me Sunday night stating that there were COVID vaccines available for 65 and over. So we were calling around to different council members to let them know that there were available times. And I suddenly realized I only had Ken's number and very few contact information. So.
Yeah, we can get you that.
Derek, can I nominate you for co-chair? Yep, that's right. Keep waving. See ya. Come on. Yeah.
I won't be able to because I actually am now co-chairing another subcommittee.
Ah,
Do we have policy on
this
that?
This would have been a good one to do that.
Are you permitted to co-chair multiple committee meetings?
Sure.
Could I have no idea.
That's something Allie would
know. Right. That's an Allie question for sure. I think the question was whether people are able to co-chair multiple subcommittees.
No, I mean, you can informally co-chair, but I think that our council committee co-chairs make up the steering leadership. You want to have more voices in there, so.
Right.
Sorry. Probably better to elect more folks.
Yes. Mark, that's very impressionistic.
I don't know why I have such a golden glow. I think it's my inner nature has come outward.
Oh, I was going to say jaundice and liver disease.
Jaundice? Like this reflects the sunlight I have within.
Very nice.
Okay, we need people coming on that can. How many people are we going to need for quorum?
We're trying to figure it out right now.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure who's coming.
Yeah, Valerie, if you can just send me the roster, I can look.
What's that tint, Mark? Is that sepia or is it pronounced sepia?
It's no tint. I have no tint options. I just am living in a golden land. A land of butter, caramel.
Is that where they have golden showers?
I'm not going to respond to that disgusting and very unseemly comment. Unless you mean like showers.
I'm trying to get off of this co-chair. I will do anything.
Clearly.
So, Derek, did you say that you are a committee co-chair of a different committee? So, we have it that you are a member of this committee. So, it sounds like maybe we should move you to that other committee. Is it community engagement?
I've been going to that meeting, yes, but I've also been going to another one. Am I going to too many meetings?
You can attend as many as you want. It's just that we will only count you for quorum for one home committee.
Okay.
So I'm going to remove you from this committee. Is that okay?
Sure. Should I go away?
No. I'm so sorry. I just mean that you would only be an official committee member for one of the
yes. Home committees. Yeah. Okay.
Thing is working. Just still have that same urine filter.
So that means that we need one more person for a quorum now.
Or can we keep Derek on until the end of this meeting to attain quorum?
He actually doesn't help us because he adds a number to our total.
A strategist, Mark. Okay.
I swear I was just at this meeting.
Oh, then you remember that we nominated you as a co-chair?
I would have remembered that, Ed.
You were laughing just like that as you accepted.
No, I would have been disconnecting or claiming bad internet.
So just so everybody knows, we still need one more person for quorum. We need either Helen, Charles, Ms. Billy, Elaine, or Mike to show.
I'll let folks know I need to jump off at 3:30.
What's the normal wait time before a meeting is canceled for lack of quorum? Is it 15 minutes or 20?
I don't think we cancel for lack of quorum when the meeting's already started. So you can start at any time without quorum. It just means that you can't really take an official vote on anything.
Yeah, and looking at the agenda, there's not a whole lot we can do. Because our first vote would be for the minutes of or approving today's draft agenda, the minutes from January.
Oh, Ed, you just go over those agenda items as you normally would. You just wouldn't take a vote on it.
Okay. All right.
If there's anything that's substantive that requires a vote, you could actually still vote on it. It would just be a recommendation, not an actual vote, and then it would have to be confirmed by steering. So this meeting can proceed at any point now.
Okay. Can I just get a showing of hands for people that would like to go ahead and proceed? Just raise your little paws. Okay.
Sure, I'm raising my hand.
Okay. So let's go ahead and start the February 11th membership committee meeting at 3:11. My name is Ed Chitty, and I am co-chair of the committee. If we could just have you introduce yourselves.
Thomas Noble, government co-chair.
Ron Hernandez, committee member.
Rushido, member.
JP Soto, council member.
Derek Mapp, council member.
Cesar Cadavis, council member.
Kevin Hutchcroft, AJJS.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Allie Cohn, council staff.
David Jordan, council staff.
Valerie Etacudo, council staff.
And I don't see any public. Looking at the agenda, if you would take a moment, let me know if we need to add or delete any items.
Could we move the election till the end of the meeting? Maybe we'll get someone else online.
Well, that's what I was hoping. What we can do is skip that part and then go back to it, actually. Are there any changes to the draft agenda?
I'm sorry, I also just realized that Helen should be excused, given that she's applied for an LOA, so that we do have quorum now. Sorry about that. Right.
Yeah, because I was just looking down, she had requested for March to April. Okay, great. If there are no objections, I'll consider the agenda approved by consensus. Moving on, we have the January 14th minutes. If we could take a look at those.
Hey, Miss Billy.
Hey, everybody. Hi, sorry I'm late.
Hey, Miss Billy.
We're here, that's all that matters. Miss Billy, we were just looking at the minutes from January.
Thank you, dear.
And we're getting ready to see if there are any changes, additions. Hearing none, we'll approve the minutes by consensus. Moving on to announcements. Do we have any announcements? Hearing none, we have no public that I'm aware of. And now we're to the co-chair elections.
Okay, I can jump in for this one. Our current co-chairs are, of course, Ed Chitty and Elaine Flores, whose terms are up. That does not mean, of course, that they cannot be renominated. They can. So the floor is now open for nominations for committee co-chairs. Do I hear any nominations? Feel free to self-nominate as well if the spirit moves you.
I would like to nominate Ron Hernandez and Derek Mapp.
Derek Mapp cannot be nominated for this committee as he is not a member of this committee.
Tried, Derek. Okay.
Thank you, Thomas, but I'm
going to decline.
Ron declines. All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 potential nominees, and two of you do need to step up to the plate to become the committee co-chair.
Not to I can't remember, had somebody already nominated Ed?
No, would you like to nominate Ed Shitty?
I sure would.
I was going to recommend to have Ed and Elaine just continue another term.
Ed appears to be declining. Is that the case, Ed? I saw him miming a hanged man, and he shakes his head to the left and to the right. Is that fine?
Is he allowed to do that?
He is unfortunately allowed. All right. So, well, two down. That leaves four.
Can I nominate you?
JP, do you accept the nomination for committee co-chair?
Unfortunately, I can't. I have way too much on my plate right now with my new position. I don't want to set myself up.
All right. Well, that leaves...
Thank you. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
At least four people, actually. Kevin Hutchcroft, Thomas Noble, Bruce Ito, or Cesar Cadavis. Would any of you like to self-nominate?
I cannot, so thank you. I appreciate the consideration, but...
All right. Well, that leaves
three. I cannot either, I'm afraid.
All right.
Ron, did you nominate Elaine again?
Well, she's not present. I was going to recommend continue her term, but it depends on whether she accepts or not. So, Ed, you're not taking it again for this term?
Well, but I've done it for what? At least two years.
All right. Okay. Well, I want to recommend
there's no one else, but I would prefer to have someone else that's going to be active.
All right, so that does leave two potential committee members who are at this meeting, Kevin Hutchcroft and Cesar Cadavis. Do either of you have any interest in becoming a committee co-chair for your home committee? Interest is not the correct word. Do either of you have the ability to become committee co-chair for your home committee? This essentially means facilitating this meeting, and one of you appearing at steering. That's the extent of, and there's Miss Billy as well, of course. Any of the three of you have interest in self-nominating. Your duties would be to facilitate this meeting, to review and approve the draft agenda, and for one of you to appear at the steering committee meeting. And sorry to put the pressure on, but I'm just gonna go around and ask each of you one by one. Kevin, do you have any interest in being a committee co-chair for the membership committee?
I vote that Ron Hernandez reconsider.
Kevin, is this your home committee or is council affairs your home committee?
I believe it is my home committee, but I'm not certain of that.
We have you we can move you, but we have you as on council affairs as your home committee.
So okay. Well, then I will probably have to decline.
Well, hold it, Allie, who is the co-chair that's on this committee?
Elaine and me.
I don't have any, what's that? You mean the council co-chairs, Thomas?
Yeah, I thought it was Thomas. I think this came up at a prior committee where I bought Kevin at council affairs and Thomas with that membership.
Okay, we need to update the roster. So Thomas, this is your home committee then.
So let's swap, Kevin.
All right, but you know, let's go to that business later. At this point, we still do need to determine a committee co-chair. I'm sorry to be so insistent on this. So it sounds like, Kevin, are you declining to self-nominate for a committee co-chair?
Do we have to end this meeting with a new co-chair?
Mark, if I continue for now, can we possibly pick up the second one at the next meeting?
We certainly could.
You know, my one concern is, you know, I do a report.
I don't want anyone else to have that happen.
I'm sorry, Kevin, what were you saying?
So at the full council committee meeting, I do the HHS report, the CPG report. If there's anything for FOG, I do that. I don't want it to turn into, you know, the Kevin Hutchcroft show.
Absolutely understandable, particularly as you are the DPH co-chair. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let me ask you, Cesar. Do you have any interest in being a co-chair for this committee?
I'm so sorry.
I don't, but I see that. I'll help out. Yes. I do need to. Yeah, I have a lot on my plate too. So attending the council meeting as well as the membership meeting and then the steering committee meeting. Is that something that could be?
We can figure that out.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so let me continue. Miss Billy, do you have any interest in self-nominating to be a committee co-chair?
You know, I want to thank everyone who was thinking about nominate me and for whatever reason didn't nominate me. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. But I also, I have a whole, believe it or not, I got a whole lot on my plate and I'm doing cognitive testing at the VA because I'm going through some kind of early memory loss or something, or I don't remember everything right away. So maybe in a year or so, maybe next time, but as of right now, I have to painfully decline. I would love to do it.
But thank you, Miss Billy. Thank you, yeah. Miss Billy. I appreciate your words. All right, so Cesar Cadabes has perhaps begrudgingly self-nominated. Is there a second to that nomination?
I second that.
Oh, plenty of seconds. All right, so per Ed's suggestion, we'll have one co-chair and then we will ask for a second call for a co-chair, perhaps after Elaine has joined us at the next meeting. All those in favor of Cesar Cadabes' enthusiastic new term as a committee co-chair?
I got five. Excellent. On it.
Congratulations, in quotes, Cesar.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
and Cesar. Ed, you don't mind continuing on as co-chair until the next meeting where we will again have this vote for the second?
Yeah, and if there's, you know, I can continue on as long as I know that we're not getting into a rut. I was feeling like since I've been it for a while, that could be an impasse of why we're not being able to bring in new members, that maybe we need fresher ideas, that I didn't want to be an impediment to the committee.
Thank you, Ed. And thank you again, Cesar. Jokes aside, it's definitely appreciated. And we will work with your schedule if we have to.
I'm glad to help out. Thanks.
Valerie, did you get that as far as who moved and seconded?
No, but it's okay. I'll review the recording.
Okay. Well, Cesar moved, and I'd say Ron seconded.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
Brian. That was fun.
And I will remain unless there is someone at the next mission meeting that wants to do this. Oh, bad. All right. We need to vote on Cesar. All in favor of Cesar as co-chair, if you would raise your hand.
I'm raising my hand.
Okay.
Rocco, can you see me?
Mm-hmm. All right. All opposed? I see none. Congratulations, Cesar. Welcome to the club.
Great to be back.
And now, moving on to our demographics.
All right, I'll pull those up. There have been no changes to the demographics for several months now, I think since October. So our target areas remain the same. Are there any questions I can answer about this, or? Okay, and then I'll show you the EPI report now. We go. Same thing, just a different comparison. This is the epi data from San Francisco. Again, no changes. Any questions?
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you, Allie.
All right, council member attendance report.
I can go through this as well. So everyone's attendance has been great this month, this round. So it looks like no notices of attendance to be sent, and Oren is actually on his way back to being in compliance. So that letter of probation that we sent back in October, it looks like we are, that should be removed by next month, hopefully. We do have a request for a leave of absence from Helen Lynn for this month and next. That's something that would need to be approved by the committee.
I move that we accept Helen Lynn requests for leave of absence from March and April.
And I'll second that request.
Ron, was that a second?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Allie, do we have any community committee assignments, or were y'all working out with?
Did we need to vote on the leave of absence first? We have motions on the table.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, we do. All in favor, if you would raise your hand. Thank you. Opposed, say no.
Sorry, was there a second to that motion to approve the LOA?
Ron did.
Motion passes.
And then it looks like we have nothing else for the attendance report.
You'll want to add the switch that was just offered between, it sounds like, Thomas and
Derek.
And, Kevin.
Yeah. Or Kevin.
You do that in the moment if someone would like to move to approve the switch of Kevin to membership and Thomas to council affairs.
I'll make that motion.
Has to come from a committee. Has to come from a committee member. Oh, you are currently a committee member. That's right. Until this vote. Thomas moves. Who is the second?
What's happening? We're losing Kevin, or are we losing Thomas?
Yes.
We're losing Thomas.
We're losing Thomas, and we're getting Kevin.
Ah, I don't know.
Careful, Rod. Careful.
I think you guys are getting the short end of the stick on this. I really do.
I'll second.
Two-ended stick.
I'll second.
All from all wishing to approve that transfer, raise hand. If not, say no. The transfer is begrudging passed. All right. Allie, it looks like we're down to the
Hi, Allie.
Recruitment and outreach. Oh, Miss Billy?
No, I just said hi to Allie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily need to facilitate. I don't have anything to add to this section, but I think we can see in last month's minutes that this was requested as an ongoing agenda item because there was some ideas around alternative methods of recruitment or outreach for new members.
And are there any of the committee members that have suggestions for additional outreach methods or types that we might entertain? Particularly looking at youth, Latinx, and African American.
So I think last meeting we kind of discussed that this was something that the council has been struggling with for years.
Yes.
And maybe a different approach of trying to do a little bit longer strategy around what the process was, I think is where we landed, or at least what I would try to recommend, or would be my preference. How's that?
Okay.
What that is, I'm not exactly sure, but that's part of why we would need more time and a little bit more kind of a multi-meeting process to get there.
Okay.
Sorry, can I clarify something if you're done, Thomas?
No, go for it, Dave.
So when we talk about a thing we've been struggling with years, we were specifically talking about youth, not all three of those categories, and not recruitment in general. A thing that we've struggled with for years is recruiting and retaining certain populations within the sort of non-aligned consumers groups, and youth and Native American is another one, though they are very small. I'm not sure what you mean by sort of a longer term. Honestly, I'm not really sure if people have specific thoughts and specific strategies around how to approach this. I think that should be up for discussion, but I'm not sure how sort of leaving this on the agenda as a running item that we sort of scratch our heads about month after month serves the goal of having more youth in general. I do think that we need to know that Bruce had some thoughts on maybe reaching out to some youth organizations that he had connection with. I feel like there was one other thought around that might be in the minutes, but I'm not really sure where we go from there.
Well, yeah, I did reach out to the interim director of Lyric, who I had worked with when she was at St. James Infirmary. And she said she would, she is interim and she's working from remotely from Los Angeles actually, but she said she would look into their youth leadership program and see if she can find someone. I also reached out to my colleagues of mine who work with the Native American Health Center and with Friendship House to see if they could connect me with someone or knew someone, perhaps on staff even, who would be appropriate. But that's been a bit slower. I haven't, there was someone in mind from the Native American Health Center, but I haven't been connected with that person yet.
Thank you. And you know, when you do make contact, feel free to loop me in whatever way is best for you and the individual being recruited, whatever sort of handoff makes sense. And I will be happy to sort of pick it up from there.
Sure, I'm hoping to make some kind of email introductions, and then I will include you in on those.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yes, Bruce. Any more discussion on that, or shall we continue to think and ruminate on it and come back next month with hopefully additional suggestions?
Who
Okay. We will move on. Tech support. Do we still have any members that we're aware of that are having problems connecting?
I think the only one that I was that was brought to my attention late last year was Oren Allen. He does seem to have resolved his own challenges since he has appeared this year. So unless other people have brought something to my attention, I'm going to assume that people are doing fine. I haven't seen anything in the evaluation to make me think otherwise. I do know that Charles has had some ongoing challenges, and I'm not sure those are specifically tech related, but those will probably continue.
Okay.
Could you open that document? I can't open it. I couldn't get to my council laptop. I'm on my phone. Can you open? I can't open that. I can't see that.
Miss Billy, it's just the agenda, and we are on the second to last agenda item now, which is tech support for council members.
Okay.
Yeah. No need to open it.
I'll reach out to you, Mark, or Allie, or and Liz, too, if I have any more issues.
Okay, sounds good. Not Liz, as she no longer works for this program, but certainly
Liz could, I would be your, yeah.
Well, I'll be your best bet to reach out to. And always
thank
happy
you,
to
thank you. Thank you, yes, yes. Thank you, my dear.
All right, if there's no more discussion about our tech support issue, we can go to item 11, which would be the next meeting date. And that would be March the 11th from 3 to 5.
I do want to ask if there's any agenda items that this group would like me to include for the draft agenda next month.
All right. Hearing none, if you decide that there are some things that you need to add to the agenda, if you would contact Allie. And it can be added at that time. Are there any other items of business or anything anyone would like to say before we adjourn our meeting?
Thanks again, Cesar.
Yes, Cesar, thank you.
Thank you.
Cesar, can you stay on for a moment after the meeting is over?
Sure.
Hearing nothing else, meeting is adjourned.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy President's Day.
Happy Chinese New Year.
Did you send
me Happy New Year.
Did anybody send me any flowers? I guess not. The meeting is adjourned.
Cesar, I just wanted to talk over briefly about steering. If it turns out Ed can't, so let's talk about February and then we'll talk about moving on.
Okay.
So if it turns out that Ed can't make the steering meeting this month, which would be next Thursday, we'll just mark you as excused so that you won't impact quorum for steering. Okay. And then in the future, if it's Elaine or if some other brave soul like Kevin Hutchcroft steps up to be a committee co-chair and they can't make it and you also still can't make it, I mean, it'd be great if you could, of course, then we'll just continue marking you excused. Okay. I just want to make sure that we retain you as committee co-chair and that also that steering's quorum isn't impacted so they could actually approve things. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, so this is the meetings. What time is the meeting?
It's on the third Thursday from 3 to 5.
3 to 5, okay.
I told Cesar that I would do it if this proves to be too much for him. And I'm also in some side conversations with Mr. Hernandez because I think he's entirely too timid. I'm going to really work on
please encourage him. It makes me sad that he wouldn't want to step up as a longer term council member at this point, who clearly has skills that allow him to engage in a positive, proactive way with his fellow council members. We see it every meeting he's in. So if you can encourage him, that would be awesome. Yeah. All right.
I will do that.
Well, you both have a good rest of your day and week and weekend.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.